I'm speaking today with Wendy Christensen-Senk, taxidermist and artist at the Milwaukee Public Museum. Wendy, can you tell me about how you got started in your career as a taxidermist?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I started taxidermy, and I did a correspondence course by mail in my parents' basement, working on birds as the first part of that project. I continued doing taxidermy in my parents' basement, and when I was 14 years old, I took a basic mini course in taxidermy from a local taxidermist, which actually continued my interest and kind of got me more involved in taxidermy. When I was 15, I started working for a commercial taxidermist who was also in my general local area, and he really, I learned a lot from him. He really taught me a lot, and we actually started competing in taxidermy competitions, and we ended up in winning most of the state, national, and world competitions, which all helped me to get my position here at the museum. Because when I was 17 years old, this museum position opened up, and I started the examination process, which required me to bring in a lot of specimens, a lot of mounts and artwork. And then eventually that position was offered to me when I was 19. So I actually started my job here right out of high school.
Wendy, can you tell us a little about your job at the museum?
Sure. As I said, I started as a taxidermist here, but actually my position is much broader and greater than just taxidermy, and I'm actually an exhibit artist. I have a lot of art skills and training, and a big position or part of a taxidermist position is anatomy and the study of musculature and living animals, and so I've done a lot of research in that field, and I'm involved in all aspects of exhibit artwork here at the museum, whether it be bringing in traveling exhibits and setting them up and taking them down, building our own exhibits, doing habitat work and construction, exhibit construction, obviously taxidermy parts or portions of the exhibits, recreating animal sculpture and recreations like dinosaurs, things like that. I pretty much am involved in all aspects of exhibit artwork.
When you found out that the museum was interested in recreating Samson, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I was pretty excited about that. We actually had discussed making a reconstruction of Samson back in 1996 when we did a small exhibit on him where we brought out his skeleton. And we had discussed it at that point and decided, well, it probably wasn't the right timing. And now with the 25th anniversary of his death, I think our timing is great. And it's really a fun project, and I'm really, really having a good time doing it. And I think it's going to be really popular with the public.
How did you go about planning for this project?
Well, it was it took a lot of thought and how to recreate this guy and make him look like everybody in Milwaukee remembers Samson. So I got a lot of reference materials from Sam LaMalfa. Sam was Samson's zookeeper for the latter part of his life, and Sam had excellent reference photos, so I had a lot of good material to work from, and then I had to figure out how to make the body, how to make the hands, how to make the face and feet, and make it look like Samson, and to me, that was the key, was to try to recreate him and not just a gorilla. So it took a lot of research and a lot of information that Sam provided me with, so it was very, very good to have him on board with us on this project.